Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
I just got in my inbox, along with my new Channel 3000 Packers newsletter that I'm putting out, AI predicts the Packers 2025 record. I'm curious if we believe in AI edition. The congratulations to Riley Yao, who was our cousin sub of the day for Jesse on Friday, on his second place finish, a silver medalist in the jiu-jitsu competition that he took part in. And most importantly, perhaps you hear that cacophony in the background. Mark Tauscher is demoing someone's bathroom along with the team from Kohler Services Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app. You look so tough with that cat tree in the background.
I asked the owners of the house that we are demoing and putting in a new Luxtone Kohler shower and bath. And they're probably not as big a cat people as you, but this, I don't know, do you have something this nice?
We do. Oh, yeah, we got a couple of those.
The cat pops up. And
indeed.
You have those?
We do. Grouch would have loved one.
No, Grouch is an outdoor cat. Grouch wouldn't have loved that.
Your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and, of course, everything you need, including a brand-new bathroom or shower. On the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from a proud cat owner and Kohler Services customer with their brand new shower, it is Mr. Demo himself. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, we can hear the demoing going on,
yeah.
Which means they've started without you since you have a radio program.
No. They didn't start without me. I've already logged, 10 minutes of demo. I'm ripping tile up. I'm hammering using a hammer, trying to claw out the old. I'm not going to put anybody's business on the street. It was an old. This shower and bath needed a
deserving winner.
And there's a that you I tell you about from Kohler Services all the time. They're great professional installers. Not like Jesse with you know, his butt crack showing and everything else. These are professional.
Although we're going to that again.
We are. Doug, who's our great friend and partner at
Love
Kohler
Doug.
Services.
Yeah, he's
awesome. Here. And I don't barely get out of my Chevy Tahoe. Who's he introducing me to? His lead guy is from Oostburg. And you know from – I love Wisconsin geography. Love the cities. Oostburg is one town that just has negative because of the way they beat us in the state championship. This guy's going off half the roster of the 95 team, talking about Moriarty. And all I need now is our old auctioneer buddy from Oostburg to call in just to completely – but – You can't bring me down today. I got the energy flowing. I had the work glasses on, the gloves. I'm ripping tile. There's another dude in here, strong as a bull. He is just yanking everything out. This shower, I think, bath. I don't know if it'll all get done today because they had to work around my schedule of getting here. But it's going to look fantastic. And we'll give updates during the show, during the commercial breaks as we go. I don't know how much more manual labor I'm going to do. I'm ready if needed, but I probably have hit my quota, if that makes any sense.
Well, I'm sure Doug and the team feel like you've hit your quota as well, because they have a certain level of professionalism. And while you are a total pro about a lot of things, this is just not your lane. This is not your area of expertise.
What do you mean it's not my lane?
How much demoing do you have on your resume?
Listen, I could demo now. Now, I'm not going to install. I don't know plumbing. I don't know where what goes and, you know, different wrenches. And that's for professionals like our friends at Kohler Service. I'm not interested in plumbing up lines and, oh, this water.
They're not either.
Trust me, the owners of this house are not either. But the demoing? Are you kidding me?
Somebody
just told me there's this new thing, because there's escape rooms all throughout, like the Dells. Escape rooms are fun. You take your family and you try to figure things out. There are now demo rooms. You can go in and just beat the blank out of stuff and rip stuff up. There's demo rooms that I think I'm signing up for.
Rage rooms is what I've heard them called. Rage rooms.
What are they called?
Rage rooms. So you get to, like, smash chairs and, I don't know, plastic stuff. I don't know if they do.
Well, this was fun. Oh, yeah. Old boy set me up for a big one. He kind of pried loose, and I ripped the entire old tiles off this shower, off of the front end of it. And then the second where the water is, it's a little wetter, so you have to, and that part took a little bit longer, but it was fun to just shred a full thing. I would have loved it. I didn't give me permission to. I wanted to take it out in the driveway and just smash it. And, you know, just because you love it, you want to release that and kind of get your week going. I didn't do that. I just dumped it in the bucket.
Kind of get your week going.
Wouldn't that be fun? So this whole idea of demo rooms, I think it's great. I love it.
All right. Well, next.
You don't think I'm a demo guy? Are you nuts? I'm definitely a demo guy.
I kind of like the Seinfeld episode. We don't want you interfering while we're intervening. I'm a little concerned that you're so passionate about your demoing that you could end up breaking something that we're not demoing. That's all I'm concerned about. I'm sure you can swing a hammer here, like John Henry.
I don't know. What is John Henry known for, swinging a hammer?
Yeah, he's the guy that... Okay, never mind. It's a song. It's an old song. No, you don't know. He built the railroad or something.
Henry VIII. I am.
So what exactly is your role from here on out? Nothing?
I don't know what else I'm going to do. That part is all. So the glass that you, if you're watching on video right now, the glass part, those were all ripped out. The initial door, that tile with the shampoo obviously was moved. Tiles are bye-bye.
Right,
that was ripped out. I think the more I do, the slower the process will go. If I'm going to be self-aware.
Sure.
So I've went and done my work. I will go and help out whatever other role is needed, but I probably have done the brunt of my demoing. I think the demo portion
is
going to be wrapped up here pretty soon. They're going to have to get the tile off the floor too yet. That I don't know if that's something I really want to get into. So I'm probably going to be about good with what I'm doing.
Can we get, like, periodically throughout the 3-hour program, updated photos of where the process stands?
We have some of our great team from ESPN Wisconsin here. There's our Kohler Services has people here as well. So I am going to take the iPad whenever I can. I, again, don't want to slow this process down because I'm sure the winners of this prize would like to have their bathroom, you know, within the next couple days and not have me sitting here, blah, 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 blah. But yes, I will.
Wait a minute.
You're going to go back?
Are you staying there until the project is done?
I'm not going to lie to you. Lance brought all this Quick Trip stuff. Yeah, until this stuff's gone, I might just – I don't know if they know this or not. Part of the package was I get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'm sleeping over. They have not heard that yet, so we'll see. I'll have to run that by them, but they have set us up great to do the show. I got a little crock pot. What are those old stirrup pot deals?
You've got a crock pot?
What?
Well, that's what I have the thing set up on. It's like Instapot. The Instapot. And then I got a little book thing to hang, so I'm got up higher because I wanted to make sure you could see the cat deal. And you guys always give me grief when I'm on the road that I'm too far away from the camera. So the host could not be more hospitable.
Well, we appreciate them setting you up and you tearing down their bathroom as the team from Kohler Services, the professionals from Kohler Services. Last question on this before we move forward. Are you doing more, less, or about the same amount of work as you did when you were brought in by a certain concrete company to work a shift with them?
Manual labor-wise, more. Time-wise, less.
Okay.
I mean, I sat on a paver. That's what I did.
Okay. All right.
In fairness, I was doing the show as I was paid.
The theatrics of that were incredible, yes.
Yeah, I mean, do you want me to do a segment as I'm tearing out tile? I mean, I'm more than happy to do that.
Sure. If you think you could pull that off, we'd love to have some action video live on Wildy and Tausch.
We have to get waivers signed by all the...
So dangerous. You've got to sign a waiver.
You could make it like a rage room if there's something that you're really fired up about. Rashawn Gary being number 80 on the top 100 players. This is stupid. Bang.
I'm going to tell you this. The one thing, I'm not going to say I'm disappointed. No mall. I was promised a mall. It was ended up being a hammer.
Tony Mall?
Scarpacci. Yeah. Nope. So that's the only thing. And because I think you can end up denting walls, like if you're going too strong in. And there could be like an adjoining wall to a bedroom or something
right.
else.
This
and,
is what I was concerned about. Yes.
So it probably makes sense that we didn't maul. We used a hammer. And that was, I think, more viable in this scenario than – I'll be honest. I didn't scout a lot. I didn't know exactly what I was getting into. I just showed up and they handed me a hammer and a pick and we just went to work.
And you had lots of nice tasty snacks. And coffee from Quick Trip. So your day is off to a great start. Let's be honest.
Fantastic. Good week start, no doubt.
All right. Well, I don't think, I mean, maybe they would, but we had a great time last week at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin in the Experience Center in Brookfield. I don't think we have any promotions where they're interested in you joining their team for a day, unless I'm not privy to those discussions.
If
seems like a precision
demo,
job.
No. But if they need a demo on like old Windows, I still think you have to be very careful because there's obviously framing. And so, no, I have not talked to Gina and their great team about doing any of that. I don't know. I think one road trip excursion a year is about where I need to live at this point in my life.
Is there so? All right. So we could start planning the 2026 Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Tausch shift, but. In the history of this show, you did a shift at the drive-through window at the Dunkin' Donuts.
I did.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
That was fun.
And then you had the paver, and I have the. Yep. Am I missing any other jobs that you've done while the show's been going on?
That's a good question, Jason. I'd have to think. Nothing pops out at me.
Yeah, me either.
As we sit here, but there's some other stuff in the works that could come to fruition that could be really fun. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, it's always fun when we get to spend time with Gina Della. We had a great time on Thursday. You guys were out on Friday. We had Brian Bulaga and Riley Yauch in as your cousin subs of the day. But the band is back together today, which means Tausch is here to tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
and for windows. With that strong resilience, you need to have the Pella experience. And we just were there in Brookfield, the Pella Experience Center. It lets you see and feel and open and close and compare dozens of window and door options, and all from the 7 different Pella lines side by side, according to the budget that you need. Stop by soon, though, because if you order by July 31st, you can get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Again, visit that Pella Experience Center in Brookfield, or you can schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Toolman Tim Taylor efforting on his bathroom reno with our friends at Kohler Services. We'll get periodic updates as we go through the show today, and I'm nervous. I know the team at Kohler Services is great. I think upon further review, maybe we don't want to put you back in the fray. Maybe we just want you to do the show.
I think what we'll do is I will, as commercial breaks come, we'll just go and give quick snippets. I don't think me, hammering away. And I think actually most of the hard part of the demo is, other than the floor, is probably about done. And I don't want to mess with their installers and all
good
of the
plan.
Precision that they need. So I think
very
that's a
smart.
Good
idea. All right. Well, we will continue with Tausch taking some snippets during commercial breaks for us to see the progress on the bathroom renovation with Kohler Services. So wait, what town are you in? Salem?
Salem is the address. You want me to get all their financial records and their property
tax bill? I don't. No.
I
don't.
They're very hospitable. Maybe they'll give you all that.
No.
Yes. Give you an exact address.
That's where the witches are.
What, Salem?
Yeah.
That was Salem, Massachusetts, right, though? We're not in Massachusetts. Am I right on that? The witch trials?
Not to my knowledge, no. Yeah.
I just equate all Salem.
Where were the Salem witch trials?
Because they're Salem.
Virginia?
I think Tausch is right. I think it was Salem, Massachusetts.
It was up in the east.
Yeah.
I thought it's Salem, Massachusetts.
Hear Salem and not think of the witch trials. That's what
for sure.
When you hear Salem, like Oregon, Massachusetts, Wisconsin, that's the first thing you think of.
Agree.
More from the job site. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch continues with Tausch on the job site with the team from Kohler Services. Now, you sent a text message yesterday with the famous words, "I've got the open."
Yeah, this was not what I intended.
That did not mean you're working hard in Salem, Wisconsin on a bathroom. Something else cropped up over the weekend. So the floor is yours.
All right. Well, we are winding down in the baseball and softball portion of the Tauscher summer. And I'm sure for most of our listeners that have kids, usually around the end of July is when things wrap, because then football starts and everything else. So we had kind of our big 14U travel weekend. We like to go and, team bonding and have some fun. We stay overnight usually once a season. And this year we decided to go to Bettendorf, Iowa, which, what state do you think is most Wisconsin-y? This is my first
Iowa.
Question. No. I'm going to stick with Ohio.
Yeah, you've always said Ohio.
I think Ohio and Wisconsin are very similar states. A lot of people say Minnesota, or nobody would say Illinois. I don't think anybody's going to say Wisconsin and Illinois. I don't think you'd say Michigan. I think it really comes down to Iowa, Minnesota, and Ohio. And I would make a really good argument for Ohio, but that's a story for another day. Although, Jesse, I think it's a fun little topic to throw up on Facebook. I'm not going to tell you how to do your job.
Okay.
So we go down to Bettendorf, and we have a late Friday night game, which is fine because we get can get down there. It was stormy, and there was tornadoes, and it's about a three-hour drive from where we live in Sun Prairie to Bettendorf. So we get down there, and half of our team, you know, is driving through tornadoes, driving through really big thunderstorms. The bottom line is the games all get canceled on Friday. Well, this is a huge turf complex, so you think rain's not going to really bother you. You'll get set back a little bit. You play your game Saturday, you play your game Sunday, you head home. Well, as we're sitting here waiting on Friday night and waiting, the schedule is, you know, comes out, and we're going, okay, we're going to play two games on Saturday, which is fine. Well, then we get up. We're planning on playing at like 11:30 or 12 o'clock. The power strikes and is out in the entire Bettendorf complex, which is about 15 fields of baseball. They can't. What this? Somebody has to explain this to me because I certainly didn't get a great answer. Why can you not play baseball without power? Like, you don't have to run the scoreboard. The scoreboard won't run it anyways. I'm guessing it's water and bathroom, but can't you just bring some porta-johns in, call it a day? Because you're not staying there all day. You're going to go, you're going to play, and you're going to go get lunch. So they couldn't serve food, which, again, is a revenue stream, I get. But they're charging to get into the gate, and that's a whole nother conversation we can have at a different day. Why can't we play baseball without power? Can someone explain that to me quickly? Jason?
No, I have no idea.
All right, so it's irritating. So we're irritated, but I get it. So they now send out an email at about 11 o'clock, which we were supposed to play. There's no games until 3 o'clock because the power needs to be. So the whole tournament's screwed, right? It's done. So they turn it into a single elimination. You get, well, it's not really even single, but there's no pool play, and then you seed it out. It's basically you're going to get two games, and that's what you're going to get, and you're not going to throw a fit. Okay. So we get our schedule. We play at 8:40 on Saturday night. If we win that game, we don't play again until about 8 o'clock Sunday night, which is horrible, right? Because then you're waiting around all day. So we go, and I don't know how, you know, it's a good tournament. We go, and we beat this team up pretty good. And as we're beating this team up at 8:40, one of our coaches looks at the schedule and says, hey, we could, because there's another game after us, like 10 o'clock game. We could play, if this team wins, we could play the championship at midnight Saturday night and just go home, go sleep and go home the next morning. Pretty good plan, right? No?
Wow.
How old are these kids?
They're 14.
It's midnight baseball.
It's an option. You got to staff the. You got to have umpires. You
so,
make sure,
Jesse, I'm glad you, being the little nerd that you are, brings that up because it's true.
Thank you.
We go to the program. We go to the tournament director first and say, if we can do this and get the coaches to agree, will you have umps and do it? He said, absolutely. So, okay, so we're ahead like 12-1 in this game. So we're kind of banking we're going to hold on, and I had a hunch we would because the team we were playing was terrible. So we go and we look, and we get one of the coaches from Minneapolis says, absolutely, we have a five-hour drive. We don't want to do it. Great. We get another team, and I won't say where this group is from. They say, no, this would be our third game, and we don't want to. And I'm like, well, yeah, but we got to stay here till 8 o'clock tomorrow night then. He's like, yeah, that's what we're going to do if we win. So now we win, we stick around because we have rooting interest. It's like gambling, but not gambling, because we stick around and stay up all night. If this other team wins, we ain't playing at midnight. So it goes, it's a dogfight of a game. The team we hope for from Minneapolis wins the game. We don't give any options. We sprint out to the field, drop our stuff, we warm up, we play. We tip off the game at midnight to play. Now, the opposing team that didn't want to do it got real irritated with us. We are having a conversation. I have a mom get up all in my grill saying, don't talk blank about us. I said, I'm not talking blank about y'all. I'm just saying I don't understand why anybody would want to stick around another 24 hours to play one game that, let's be honest, isn't really a championship because you only played two games. What are we doing? So the bottom line on it was a, I think, an interesting move. And what I loved, and what I told our kids before we started the game at midnight, on a Saturday night in Bettendorf, Iowa. Life's about memories. You will never forget the midnight tip in Bettendorf, Iowa. If we played at 7 o'clock, all you'd remember is your parents complaining that we didn't get home till 2 a.m. from an Iowa tournament because we had to wait 24 hours. So we embraced it. We fell behind. We showed great resiliency. And we won I put this in air quotes, a Bettendorf championship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure it's asterisked. But that was kind of how it played out. Did the other team have a right to be irritated with us for kind of bullying and trying to force them to play us at midnight? Yes, they could be mad. I had no problem. But they said we were talking. We were not. We were just really advocating for the midnight start.
Yeah. All right. I'm not entirely sure where to begin. But let me start with this.
Somewhere.
Okay. So, thanks. So, were you, after you won your game, demonstratively rooting for the Minneapolis-based team in the game?
That was my top question. Yeah, were you so open cheering for the team you wanted to win?
We were definitely. I made sure we pulled the kids. The kids were sitting with the opposing team's parents, and I thought that is a horrible idea. Get over. So, yes, we were rooting, not like in an obnoxious, rude way, but were we rooting when a kid hit a two-run bomb in the first inning to go up 2-0? Yes, we were. We were very excited about
And what is your definition of obnoxiously rooting?
We weren't like, it wasn't as bad as you'd think, and it was not. It was very mild for the scenario we were in. Very mild.
I absolutely, positively love what you said about memories and how all these boys will forever remember the game they played at midnight in Iowa. Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal. Were you in any way concerned, as the responsible coach that you are, that starting a game at midnight with maybe fatigued young teenagers presented some measure of risk to them?
In what way?
I don't know. When you're tired, things happen.
Sure. No, that was not in my thing. I was not concerned. We literally played a 3-inning game before that, 3 or 4 innings, whatever it was. So, obviously, I don't think you're looking to start games at midnight. I don't think that's a goal, but I just thought with the moment and where it was, I didn't even think of the idea. I'm kind of irritated with myself. I didn't come up with this plan. I didn't even really, as a matter of fact, I probably was a detriment to this plan because I talked to the coach from this other team and he goes, I can't talk my kids into playing. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't ask your kids. You just go play.
Wait, the team that declined.
Yes. And then their fans were. And then I thought they were trying to sabotage the other coach.
Ooh,
and then
saboteurs.
We were nervous that they sabotaged the other coach, and that's why we sprinted out to the field to start, because he went over and basically said, "These guys are really wanting to play. I don't think you should." So then he went from being not an advocate, which is fine. You have the right to your opinion, and we were not going to bully. They had said what they said. We were not happy about it, but it is what it was. And the tournament director said, hey, you have to get both teams to agree to do this. And they didn't agree. Fine. I don't agree with their decision, but you have to live with it. But then to go and be a saboteur, I didn't love the saboteur angle of it. Now, the other coaches, I think they understood the deal. They looked at it in the same way we did, that this was a great memory. And it was a really well-played, fun game that both teams will remember. We'll remember it a little bit more because we got a banner and rings. But that's what happens. Yeah, you got a ring for winning the championship.
Wow. Yep.
That is a great memory. That is an unbelievable. I am fascinated. I would really like to get some more details, dazzling details.
I feel like we didn't get the whole story.
You got the whole story. Now, there was a mom that, like, got up in our
this
faces.
This is who I'd like to know more about, if you don't mind.
Who is fearlessly going up in your grill, getting after you?
I was talking to our other coach, and I just I just don't get why they wouldn't want to do this. And that's when she's like, stop talking blank. And I said, I ain't talking blank. I said, I just don't get it. And then she was like, I just don't like you're doing this. And I said, yeah, that's fine. I understand your point. I just don't. I just disagree with you. And that's when we got into the whole, and that kind of snuffed it out. And then I think she went over and started talking to the parents of this other team. They actively went from "we don't want to do it" to "you shouldn't do it either," and that irritated me.
You said you didn't want to say where this team was from.
And I'm not going to. I won't.
Did they? Did they have a long drive also, or
no.
Were they a local team?
They weren't local, but let me put it this way. Their drive was much less than ours and much, much, much less than the team they were trying to sabotage to canceling the game with us from Minneapolis. So, yes.
Were they from Wisconsin?
No. That's all I'm giving you.
All right.
And they weren't from the state that's most like Wisconsin, Ohio. Last question. So after you guys win your championship, actually multiple questions.
You could asterize it.
Questions. What time did that game end?
That was my next question, yeah.
We took a championship photo in front of home plate. I believe the timestamp is 1:56 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Did you do it with was there a clock visible?
I made
photo?
Sure. I told our coach, I told whoever, I think Kim took the photo. I said, make sure we get a picture of the timestamp because obviously this will never happen again, I hope, in the history of these boys' lives.
And how was your post-game exchange with the Minneapolis-based
very friendly. I was very thankful. We thanked them. We were thanking their fans right after they won, that they would stick around. I think they withstood the saboteurism of the opposing team, which I appreciated. and it was a really hard-fought game. So it was a really good battle. They pulled ahead 4-0 early, and we kind of grinded it out and found a way to get it done late.
Well, this did not disappoint. I will tell you this.
I'll say this. It was great. They had a really good lefty that threw 7 strong innings right before us. I'm glad we didn't face him. I think we maybe would have had a different – but I will tell you this. I would have felt better – this sounds crazy. Oh, I would have felt better losing, taking second place at 1:58 a.m. than winning the championship at 7:30 the following night.
No, I believe that. I believe that. Yeah, I definitely believe that.
Would you have polled your kids to ask if they were interested in doing this? If you were coaching the team?
I would have probably delivered a very similar speech to the one you did about memories.
Sure.
And I would have, while I might have taken their input so they felt like they were invested, I would have liked to think that I would have delivered it in a way that would have led to them wanting to do it.
Sure.
Which I think is what you did.
Were there any kids?
No,
who
we didn't
did
give them an option. We did not give them an option.
No. They would have. But had you given them an option, it sounds to me like they would have been gung ho for it. Your players would have.
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Did any player at any point express any level of frustration about first pitch?
No, there was some, yawning and things like that, and we said, "Come on now, hey, you guys stayed up."
Come on
the
now.
Is, the night before,
no yawning
the night
on
before,
the bench.
The night before, they stayed up till 11 or 12, and everybody slept in, so everybody was well rested. Going into it, and
at 1:56,
you know who really appreciated this? Our parents, parents of our kids, really appreciated it. So what I told our kids was make sure you hug and thank the parents because this is a long weekend, man. We drove through tornadoes. We battled. It was a grinder of a weekend. And thank your parents. And they did.
Parents be thanking the kids for choosing to play the game at midnight?
Let me tell you, Jesse, let me tell you something. If that was the case, I don't think so. I don't think that's even part of the equation. You can if you want, but no, I didn't say, "Oh, Maxie, thank you so much for coming out and playing." No, that was never part of my vernacular on the whole 3-hour trip home.
So may I ask the final question, courtesy of a certain producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, weekday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN Milwaukee.
Sure.
What would you say to some, not him, but some who would speculate that this is a decision that was made with the parents' best interest more so than the interest of the kids having a day of rest and playing a full tilt championship game the next night?
I would 100% agree with him on that. Yeah.
All right.
And that is
unapologetically.
No further
questions. Not even a little bit, because you know, there is a lot of different angles on youth sports, and a lot of them are accurate. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're not. But in this case, this was the best for everybody involved, including, and thanks again to that Minneapolis team for sucking it up and playing with us. And again, I think everybody involved will never forget that game.
Well, the only drawback to it was it cut into your post-game Coors Light opportunities because you went straight back to the hotel and went to bed.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was wound up. I could have had a Coors Light that night. I couldn't talk anyone into it. I would have, because whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying a 2 a.m. Bettendorf championship and celebrating that big win after the game, you know what I'd have in my hand, and that would be a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light, because it's brewed with that three-step cold process. It is cold lagered, it is cold filtered, and it is cold packaged because it's made to chill. The mountains, oh, they need to be blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
The 2025 Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
The stars are going to shine on a stage unlike any other.
Coverage begins Tuesday at 7 Eastern with first pitch at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
After Tausch's baseball extravaganza and, of course, the reno project in Salem with the team from Kohler Services, we get to a little professional sports discussion.
So they dropped the vote in about...
And that is, sounds like there's a big discussion going on about the bathroom as well that I can hear.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't there be?
Look, I understand that the Miz is our guy, and we're excited about him.
Oh, no.
Jason's going to urinate in your Cheerios this morning.
Yeah, he is. No, come on.
A big Cheerio urinator.
I'm curious, though, what the justification is for a guy who's pitched in five games to be an All-Star.
Yeah, it's a tough sell. I can't sit here in good faith.
That's all I'm asking. I'm not saying that I'm not excited he got the nod.
Do we need to start banning the "I'm not saying"? Like, I did that for shtick and for fun a couple years ago after we beat the Chiefs, and I thought it took on a kind of a whole thing of its own. We're starting to do this on a regular basis, and it's the same thing as some have said. Like, are you saying it or are you not? Jason, do you think it's unfair? Jason Wilde. Brewer's not a fan. Brewer's observer. Is it fair to the rest of the league that he is pitching in the All-Star game?
No, what I'm saying is I don't know enough about the other worthy pitchers that were not selected.
Come on.
If you're going to ask me the question,
just said, all right, go ahead.
So who are the pitchers that have a legitimate argument that they have a better resume with
somebody that's got more than five starts,
with more starts or more appearances that were snubbed in favor of the flavor of the month?
I mean, so you're not saying
what I'm saying is if you can't give me a list of 4 to 5 pitchers that have a legitimate beef with being left off the roster in favor of the Miz, then I will say that he deserves to go.
Okay.
If there's one that's like borderline, I will still say, hey, this dude has been magical. So, again, now your guy, Paul Skenes, started the All-Star game last year, Skenes, and he had made 11 starts, which I understand is still not, like, a crazy amount, but it is more than double, thank you, of what the Miz has done.
All right, answer this question because I can't do the I'm not saying anymore. We need a break from the I'm not saying. Does the Miz deserve to be in the All-Star game? Yes or no? Jason Wilde.
I don't know. That's the point of my question.
Yes or no?
I don't know enough about baseball to speak intelligently on saying pitcher A, B, C, and D deserved it more.
Jason,
because
you
that's
know
what it's
Miz,
about.
Okay, but you know that Miz.
It is.
You've watched this. We have lived. We've talked more Brewers this month than we've probably talked in a long time, and it's all because of Miz. So you know the main character.
That's
in this
not
question.
True.
I'm not
it's,
asking you.
That's
for,
not true. It's also because Jesse called for the manager's head.
That's true, but he said he wasn't saying. Which again is why this thing is
done. They've won
done
seven
with
in a row.
When we should start to talk about it.
Jason Wilde, does the Miz deserve to be in the All-Star game? Yes or no? Not I don't know.
I'm still waiting for the names of pitchers that deserve to be there instead.
The answer is no, Jason. The answer is no. He does not deserve it. Okay, right. That's my answer. You started 5 games now.
Well, now he's urinating in Cheerios.
Do I agree with the decision from a marketing and from a big league baseball? It's 100% the right move. And if I was a Philadelphia Phillies fan, I would feel the same blanking way that Phillies fans do. And by the way, it's good for baseball that we have this. I hope we play Philly in the playoffs. I hope this all juices up and I hope this shuts them out. That's how this that's how sports works. So if you're telling me Yovani Gallardo was in his fifth year and he's having a really good season and some young whippersnapper from Philly is corkscrewing guys and striking out 12 and doing what Miz is doing and they did the same thing, we'd be apocalyptic in Milwaukee, period. Because it's kind of ridiculous that you have 5 starts and you're an all-star. But you know what else is ridiculous? There's 12 or 15 pitchers that pitched yesterday that can't throw and end up with a tie game because you can't pitch enough guys in an all-star game. So that is a part of this equation too. I have always been a believer that it comes down to proving it over time. There are phenoms that go and you get that look. If he had started the season in March on the team and he's 15 starts in, it's a different story. But this is where it's at. And for baseball to actually do this, is a sign that they're growing. Is it fair? And if I'm in Philly or in New York or another team that's got a veteran starter that's having a good season, and you tell me that this kid who's pitched 5 starts is the all-star, I would do the same thing they're doing. So we're Brewers fans. We're going to look at it from this lens, and I don't have a problem with it. But let's not act like there's not an argument on the other side that is very viable. And in most cases, I would lean that way. I'm voting. If Jesse puts this up, I would say no, he doesn't deserve it. But that doesn't mean he shouldn't be in it. And Major League Baseball isn't highlighting one of its young stars. That's how it should be if you're trying to grow a game.
So I would like to thank Hunter Vaughn because he's a great teammate, who sent along Ken Rosenthal's story from The Athletic about the number of pitchers who are unavailable to pitch in the All-Star game. Like Freddy Peralta, for example, right, who pitched yesterday.
And
is
nice
he going
outing.
To pitch in the All-Star game?
He is not.
He can't throw. He pitched yesterday.
Right. So again, this is why I asked the question that I did. Because at some point, the guys that are more deserving, if they are unavailable, makes this, yes, it's unprecedented. Yes, it seems premature to put someone in after 5 starts. But if you've got a bunch of guys that have an argument that they deserve it more, but they're not available to pitch, then I have a lot less of a problem with this. That, to me, is the crucial turning point, and the question is not so simple because I agree with you when you say, no, does he actually deserve it based on his accomplishments? No. But if we're going to go down the list of pitchers who are more deserving with a better extended resume that aren't able to pitch, then I'm on board with the marketing maneuver, which is why this story is important and why that question is. Look, this is not the 1983 All-Star game that I watched as an 11-year-old with Atlee Hammaker giving up a grand slam and Robin Yount was on base. I think
lefty,
it was at Comiskey
right?
Park.
Wasn't Atlee the lefty, wasn't he? Hammaker?
I think it was Fred Lynn who hit the home run, if my memory serves
me. He was a lefty, too.
He was definitely a lefty.
So this kid from Minnesota, lefty, pitched a great game at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Really good.
And then whoever pitched at midnight was not as good, which helped your asterisky title.
Definitely was the truth, yes.
So I understand that my wanting to see the whole picture and not having an opinion irritates some at times. But in this instance, it seems to me that the knee-jerk reaction was...
Well, you just said no, he doesn't. You answered the question finally.
The knee-jerk reaction was, this guy doesn't deserve to be in the All-Star game. And then if you look at all the other pitchers who have a case that aren't available, then you start to say, hey, I'm okay with them taking the guy that's got everyone's attention throughout baseball, who just out-dueled Clayton Kershaw a few nights ago, then I'm on board with it. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with seeing both sides of the debate.
Well, you can be on both sides, but you have to make a choice. Like, you can't. At some point, Jason, you got to go in the voting booth and vote. You get, oh, I can see this.
That
side.
Is true.
I can see this side.
So some decisions are better than easier than others, though.
And this should be an easier decision. And I'm going to vote no. He didn't deserve it. That doesn't mean I'm not.
But
happy
yes, you
doing
agree
it.
With the decision.
No, I am going to watch, and I think it's really good for the game. But to have five starts and to be, you know, known or be an all-star in his rookie season, no, I don't think. I get where Philly fans are coming from. I would be doing the same thing if this happened to Yovani Gallardo or Freddy Peralta. Like, I get it. But there are other things that come into play. Like you mentioned, the big thing is you got a lot of guys that can't pitch. So name them an all-star and go. But I understand this, and strictly from a deserve, the answer is no. And I want to hear if our fans agree. And Jesse, throw up a poll, and I think we should take calls. Strictly on deserve.
I'd love to.
There you go.
Ken Rosenthal has a list of six starters who pitched on Saturday who bowed out of the All-Star game, two in the NL and four in the AL, and then another four Sunday starters, including Peralta, who also needed to be replaced, and Chris Sale, who is injured. So if these guys are available, is the Miz still getting picked?
I don't know.
I would say
probably not. I would say probably not.
Exactly. So one of my pet peeves is when something goes viral and everyone chimes in and they don't take the time to dig a little bit beneath the surface to have a better understanding. There's more to this than just the league wants this guy who's throwing 103 miles an hour and has captured the attention of the game over the last five starts he's made in the game. And
which
I think
is true. Which
it is true. But I think you can make the argument that with this many pitchers opting out, you can't, if you're not a Brewers fan and you're one of these other people that are pissed off that he got picked, I think if you take a little more time to look at it, this is not as who's the guy from the Phillies, Castellanos. This is not the Savannah Bananas, as he said.
Yeah,
I don't think that's what this is.
And by the way, maybe Major League Baseball should look at the Savannah Bananas and say, boy, they're pretty popular and successful. Maybe we could steal a few things. Now, they don't need to be dancing. I get that. But, Jason, I disagree with you on this. Sports, just like I said when we had our kids lining up for a championship picture at 2 a.m. It's about moments. You're going to get these moments. There is nothing wrong with fans just living in the moment. And then you can figure out if it was right or not. That's where we disagree. Now, if you're analyzing and you're looking at it big picture, which is what we do, We also can live in the moment. That's why I say we're palming things. There's times I palm. I palm. I'm not palming this. And maybe I should. And by the way, Tuesday night when he goes and takes on, you know, the three best hitters and strikes them out, I'll be saying, what a beautiful genius move by Manfred. And that's how sports works. And by the way, that's why we love sports.
Right. What I would push back on you with is saying that sports is also about you get what you earn, you get what you deserve. And if you deserve something and you don't get it because of a promotional marketing ploy, I can see why you're pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is one of the core tenets of sports, is it's about what you deserve and earn. And if you are not honored, we talk about snubs all the time. We talk about who should have won an award that didn't. So, again, this many pitchers saying they weren't going to pitch in the All-Star game if selected is part of the story.
We
can't just ignore that.
Well, you can. It doesn't mean it's right.
We shouldn't.
Yeah, but the question is, had Miz not made it, would any of us said he got snubbed?
No.
No.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
There you go.
No.
I know it's unpopular. I know it's an unpopular deal, but he did not deserve to be in the All-Star game. But I'm excited to see him throw. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's where I'm at.
It does make sense to me. Just like our partnership with American Family Insurance makes sense to me.
Oh, indeed it does. American Family Insurance is a proud partner of Wilde and Tausch and has been from the jump, and for almost 100 years, they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams, whether that is to make an all-star game after 5 starts or not. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
All right, I am curious how people view this, because I do think our position is pretty reasonable. And Tausch, I
can't wait to hear Jesse's. I don't think Jesse's given his opinion. Jason, you kind of milk toasty. I think I know what you're thinking. I don't know, because we're going to analyze if the Phillies war replacement with their third reliever. I don't even know where your head's at. I think I know. And you're scared to say it because you don't want a little blowback.
That's not.
That's what I feel. That's what I feel about you.
I feel bullied. 844-770-3776.
An unnamed city.
844-770-3776. That is the Carbless text line, talk and text line. We will get your thoughts and Jesse's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
When you tell me I'm a wreck, you say that I'm a mess. How could you expect?
We'll get to your calls and texts momentarily at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. But let's get where Jesse stands on this before we get to your opinions. Jesse, what's your position here?
I am a fan of this move. I think it is entirely marketing for Major League Baseball. Young stars have become a major part of the MLB All-Star game, not just the fan favorites that we know. It used to be about the legends, the 10-year veterans, the 12-year players. Like, those are the guys that were celebrated at the All-Star game. The All-Star game has shifted in the last couple of years now to be more focusing on the young rising stars of the game. And it's a major honor for those guys to be recognized and involved in this. And so for Jacob Mizorowski, just like Paul Skeens last year, Tark Skubal of the Detroit Tigers. Yes, they have more accolades. They've started more games. But Jacob Mizorowski is a massive betting favorite to win Rookie of the Year. He is the rising star of the league right now. He's out-dueled Skeens and Clayton Kershaw in nationally televised games. So, to me, there's no doubt he deserves, while the other pitchers have said no, he deserves to be showcased on the national stage for baseball fans who haven't seen him yet, because some of those big games were day games or midweek. Like, this is a great spot for him to get an inning and to say, welcome to the big leagues, dude. Like, this is a guy you're going to want to see who's going to be in Cy Young contention for the next decade plus. Absolutely, he deserves to be there.
All right, Jesse, quick question for you. Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Producer of the Year comes out, and you've been doing this 7 years. You've done a great job. Some job, some things better than others, but you've done a great job. And you're thinking you're going to be nominated, but a young Riley Yauch comes in and just crushes it on Thursday and Friday of last week. And all of a sudden they're like, man, this guy is a jiu-jitsuer. He does all this fun stuff. We nominated him because he is going to bring the jiu-jitsu community into the WBA. You're good with that.
This is such a good analogy, by the way.
No, Jesse, be good with that.
Yeah,
right?
This is good.
I'm not saying we're naming him the MVP of the All-Star game. I'm saying you can give him one inning to pitch.
He's taking your nomination out.
And also, we're not saying he's winning the Cy Young Award. He's not a Cy Young finalist after five starts. He's going to the
MLB. He is one of the nominees because, oh my God, we can get this whole jiu-jitsu community to come in and sponsor and do this for the WBAs. Jesse, no offense. So this is what we're going to do.
It's not the same thing. What you're saying is instead of – no, it's not a Wisconsin Broadcasters Award would be equivalent to winning the Cy Young. Like, what you're saying is let's have some kind of mid-year producer convention, and of all the producers that are going to be invited, we've got
an all-star or a big gala of sorts. Yeah, it's literally the exact same thing.
We've got a guy who's done it for 40 years up in La Crosse. We've got, I'll go. Josh DiMaggio will go. And, yeah, Riley's done a great job filling in. It'd be great to hear perspective of a young up-and-coming talent.
No, it's one or the other, though. It's one or the other.
Yeah, they're taking you out and putting him in.
Sure,
though you deserve it more.
If I produce,
Jesse, you deserve it more. That's why. Yeah. So you should vote no.
And
for
I think a producer community would recognize. Yeah, I might deserve
the
it more.
Producer
but, but I produced on Sunday, so we're gonna have the up and comer going. It'll mean a lot to him, and it'll showcase some
of
the young rising talent.
Take place
absolutely,
here, you don't have to pitch. That's the where this goes. This is the exact scenario. The young hip. Oh, this is a young star. We're trying to grow the game. They're trying to grow the game in the jiu-jitsu community. We want to start getting some jiu-jitsu radio commentating. Riley Yauch is our ticket. We want to bring him in.
And he kind of looks like
the Miz. Is it fair to Jesse Nelson or to Hunter or to Joshy? It's not.
I think you're losing track of your analogy, and I think I perfected it, and you don't want to hear it.
You know I'm right. Jason, you know I'm right on this.
I know you're right. You are right. This is it's a really good analogy. And your
Thank
spot
you.
Is that you deserve to be nominated, and instead they're sending Riley.
The jiu-jitsuer.
The
yep.
All-Star Game is an exhibition showcasing the
you
young,
know it's an
bright
honor.
Talent.
Come on. Don't
it's an
say
honor,
that. Don't,
yes,
it's,
an honor
it's,
that
it's not about
And all the
it's
guys
about
who
the
were picked
the
to the team think it's so much of an honor that half of them are skipping out on participating in it so they can go spend an extra meal at home and get healthy for the second half of the season because six teams in each league now make the playoffs and everybody's in a pennant race except for like four teams. So everybody doesn't want to participate because all the teams are good now. So therefore, they don't want to risk injury. So baseball needs to consider what they can do to get more buy-in from all of their star players to actually be part of their All-Star game. Otherwise, this thing is going to go the way of the
okay,
Pro Bowl
Jesse,
very quickly.
Jesse, you didn't answer the question. How are you voting in the poll? Deserve it or not deserve? Not will be fun to watch. Not excited. Does he deserve to be in the All-Star game?
I voted yes. He outdueled Paul Skeens and Clayton Kershaw, and he set a major
Kudos
league
you,
record
youngster.
With 11 no-hit innings to begin his career.
Yeah, it's awesome. He has been fantastic,
He's the favorite to win Rookie of the Year. He is one of the stars of the first half of the baseball season, and in
no
a
doubt.
Smaller market, he won't be showcased as much as he can be on Tuesday night on a national stage. I am excited for him, and I think he's fully deserving to be there. Yes.
91 votes in. Do you believe Packers rookie Jacob Mizrowski deserves
or
to be
Brewers rookie
in the All-Star? What did I say?
You said Packers.
You said Packers.
I'm sorry.
You got a little Packers itch going on.
I do, definitely scratchy. Do you believe Brewers rookie Jacob Mizrowski deserves to be in the Major League Baseball All-Star game? 91 votes in. It is 50-50.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
So we will see where that poll goes. We want to get to your thoughts. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We'll do that to start the 10 o'clock hour very late, but not until after Tausch tells us about UW Credit Union.
Indeed, for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me all the time, why did you join UW Credit Union? Well, I like keeping my banking local. I love their member-first service, and I love great perks like early payday. But I just love Bucky. How do you say no to that cute little face? If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but boy, does this make sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.